Hi, we're kicking it in the kitchen, and that's KIKN-ITIN, the kitchen, with Deborah Green. We rise by lifting others. Today begins the last week of March. Vacation for some students and back to school for other students. But either way, things keep moving and nothing stands still. So let's begin with a shout out to women everywhere. And I got three big reasons why. Number one, women are remarkable human beings. They are number two, super achievers. And number three, individuals with intestinal fortitude. Now, I'm going to give you one of those people that I just discovered today, a person by the name of Sandra Douglas Morgan. And for those of you out there who does not know Douglas Morgan, she is the only female president in the NFL. She happens to be the only black female president in the NFL. She's the president of the Las Vegas, Nevada Raiders. So, getting back to intestinal fortitude, and of course I have a definition. Intestinal fortitude, you have to look up the spelling. But intestinal fortitude is the courage and determination necessary to do something difficult or unpleasant. In other words, intestinal fortitude is guts, and women have that in aces. So, women all over the world, I salute you for this month's Women's History. Now, for a few words of wisdom before we start, transition part two. Now, the last time or earlier this month, I discussed transition and what transition was and what transitioning means when it comes to students, those of you who are in eighth grade moving on to high school, those of you in high school that are moving on to careers as well as college, and then those that are moving from college into, or those people who are already in careers or just beginning their career in the community. So when we look at transition, don't forget, transition is moving. Many times we don't like change. Change is something that we need to get used to and to become friends with. Changing is growing. It's maturing. It's transforming. And it's elevating yourself to a higher level. And that's what you want to continue to do because you owe it to yourself every day to get more, to become more educated, to become more astute, and to become your higher self. But, and here's a word of wisdom. If you take shortcuts, eventually you will get cut short. Let me say that again. Your word of wisdom today is, if you take shortcuts, eventually you will get cut short. So, get in there, everybody, and do your best. Be your best every day. Your challenge is not competition with others. Your challenge is competition with you. To make you a better person, to make you a greater person, a higher person, to reach higher levels of development. It's just that simple, a higher level of education. Remember, education is your responsibility, not anybody else's. And you have to start to take your responsibility seriously. So, as you move to the next level, remember, here comes another word of wisdom. The level that you respect others tells how much you respect yourself. You want to hear that again? The level that you respect others tells how much you respect yourself. I cannot say it enough or too many times. You are working now, this very, very moment, for the success of your 20s and your 30s. And you work in your 20s and 30s for the success of your 50s and beyond. So don't be afraid of the work. Don't be afraid of what you can do. Do not fear what you don't know. There's no point in doing that. Education is the best thing that can happen to you and for you. Why? Let me tell you. An education gives you everything. You gain more and you lose nothing. You can only win. It is a win-win situation. So there's nothing wrong with learning every day, learning something new. Learning something new about yourself, learning something new about others, learning something new about your studies. Remember, your education is important to you. And if it's not important to you, then what? You know, why should it be important to anybody else? This is a win-win. What do you lose? Think about it. The best thing that can ever happen to you is education, because it opens doors for as much positivity that you can hold, that you can maintain, that you can contain in yourself and in your life. We are looking for new ways, different ways to think about every situation that you come into. Positive thoughts and positive actions. Negative statements from students that I have received just recently, a student said, well, this won't happen to me, or this can't happen, or that can't happen. This teacher doesn't like me. We can build up a lot of negativity that prevents us from those positive thoughts, those positive things, those positive actions that move us forward. How about thinking or leaving the door open for positive thought, so that you don't say what happens or what won't happen, and keeping yourself open to opportunities and the possibilities of what can happen? Remember, you owe this to yourself. You owe it to yourself to be educated. You owe it to yourself to be happy. You owe it to yourself to be a very well-rounded, good individual. This is for you. And that is the reason why I bring this to you. Because I believe that each and every student and every young person out there is owed and due a good life. Remember, this is not just going to school. This is not, oh, I just go because my parents make me. I just go because I have to, because of the law, because of this. Don't go to school for that. Go to school because this is for you. Go to school because your life can be so much greater than you know if you seek out the opportunities through education. Don't wait long to see opportunity, to see possibilities. They are around you every single day, and you owe it to yourself to get good things every single day. So let's start thinking in good ways to do that. Let's start looking at education as a good thing because you win all the time. You get better at being you all the time. You know, I asked a student, or I talked to a student, and I told the student that they need to be making better grades than they're making. And then it was, maybe December or so, before spring break or before the holiday break. And I asked the student again just last month, what do your grades look like now? And that student told me that their grades improved greatly. And I noticed that in class, that student was focused and she was very happy because she had done something to accomplish better grades. She stopped fooling around in class and chit-chatting, and she became more focused. And she and the friends in school did projects together. And in class, she just paid more attention to what she was doing because she began to do this for herself. And that's all you have to do, is pay more attention to yourself and less attention to things that don't really matter that much. So again, I say to you, you belong where you are. And if you want to go further, you need to do that too. It's okay. You have everybody's permission to transform, to transition, to go higher. So, with that, I will see you next month in April, and pretty soon we're going to be talking about money.